and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin, your host. True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, depository service, buying and selling all forms of precious metals and rare coins and scrap gold and jewelry, diamonds, things like that. Been doing business a couple decades plus. We specialize in helping people build portfolios, securing their capital and wealth in a firm, solid way, biblically conservative. And folks, I'll tell you, it's an interesting time right now in finances, in money, okay? We're seeing wacky behavior a lot. People are flustered, frustrated. Folks, when the metals ran, okay, when we had the huge bull run in the metals, which, you know, they run in cycles, obviously, now the value is in, balanced portfolios, et cetera. There's different products that are better valued at different times. Right now, semi-numismatic gold, $20 gold pieces, things like that are, Morgans are just a great bargain. They're just incredible bargain. 7-8 years ago, the premiums on them were very high. So we look for value. We pass that on to our clients. Okay. And that's just what we do. So the same, but then there's a certain sector of people, a certain percentage that don't keep things simple. They're always looking for something. I don't know what it is, but they're always looking back and wishing they would have done this. And then, you know, folks, I wish I had a scripture for it, but it seems to me that whenever people live in doubt or regret, in other words, they think, oh, I wish I would have gotten into that market. You know, we hear people all the time, oh, I wish I'd have gotten into gold when it was 300. You know, I was listening to that when it was 500 and then 600 and 700. And, you know, and then when it was 800, 900, people were like, I wish I'd have got into gold at 450 or 500, you know, and then on it goes. And the same with silver, folks. You don't sit around and you don't wish with your money. God gives us opportunities, okay? It's stewardship, okay? We have responsibilities. You just deal with it. Now, when you are... one of the most foolish things you can do, and I run into this every now and then with gals, for some reason, they call everybody. They want everybody's opinion there, and they don't, you know, you got to understand, like Solomon said, money is the answer to everything. And if you don't understand it, you shouldn't be buying it, okay? If you don't understand it, you shouldn't be buying it. I'll repeat it. If you can't understand it, you shouldn't be buying it. Is it hard for you to understand gold? Is it hard for you to understand real estate? Is it hard for you to understand a farm? Is it hard for you to understand a precious stone? Maybe a little bit. Is it hard for you to understand the fact that humans can create wealth by work? I've repeated over and over. There is only a select handful of items that are attributed as true wealth biblically. Those are, and we'll put them in sector groups, gold and silver, livestock, real estate, human life, precious stones. People have heard me say it so many times and repeat it to me on the phone all the time. I've had a conversation Friday night for quite a while with a gal who bought into this. And then I've been hearing this on the radio. Bankonyourself.com. I mean, bankonyourself.com. Does that make sense? Now, it does under one circumstance. I happen to know a couple people who are so wealthy, they bank on themselves. But here's how the real bank on yourself works. I know multiple, we'll say a handful of people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And they buy huge pieces of real estate and they finance themselves. And they, as they amortize and depreciate. Okay, that's real bankonyourself.com. Okay, this new bankonyourself.com is nothing more than a new life insurance scandal. Folks, over the years, it's one thing after the next. I cannot tell you for how long I've been doing 30 years in the money biz. Starting, now listen, here's the thing. I'll give you my resume. You've heard it all. I know. Okay. So I went to college. I got a Bachelor of Science degree in Applied Mathematics and Statistics. And then I became an actuarial option, which meant I passed a bunch of incredibly difficult math tests to join the Fellowship of Actuaries in order to get a job as an actuary. It's incredibly difficult. It's intellectually probably one of the hardest jobs out there. It's for sure. They say a mathematics degree is in the top five hardest degrees to get, period. And the other four are basically mathematics. They're engineering degrees. Okay, so I did that. Then I did a bunch of post-grad studies on economics. And then I got into, so I did, I became an actuary. I went and did that for a while, a few years, and didn't like it. Wasn't my thing. Wanted more interaction with people. So I got into banking. There's an old bank company called Norwest Banks. You never heard of it. They weren't real big in Spokane. They sound small. Well, they were so small, they actually bought out Wells Fargo. And then Wells Fargo kept the Wells Fargo name for who knows what reason. Well, because Wells Fargo has name goes all the way back to the stagecoaches of the 1800s, right? I mean, you're not going to give that up. But Norwest was a big, powerful, really good banking corporation. Impressive, okay? So I went into a bank management training program there back in the good old days when banking was banking. And what that meant was like you got to work in the morning and you got to learn how to collect bills. And then in the afternoon, you got to learn how to be a banker. And you got to learn how to loan money. People think banking is about taking deposits and the transactions at the counter. That's not banking, okay? We always used to joke, the closer somebody gets to the money, the less money they make in banking. The lowest paid person handles the most cash. That's the teller. The highest paid person never touches a dollar bill. They sign papers and overlook things, right? That's just banking. So I went through the bank management training program. I worked my way up. I was the youngest promoter manager in Norwest history. And there, out of over 1,000 branches, I was given a branch that we used to, you know, jokingly call the suicide branch. It was a branch that they were preparing to close. It was doing very poorly. And they said, go here and get 6 months experience, and then we'll move you on. They wanted me to close the branch. 6 months, the man, it just had performed poorly in Great Falls, Montana. The last manager had just driven it into the ground. It was filled with bad debt. It was a lot of work. It was hard. And in a year, I had it turned around, and it got a Star Performer Award, which was the top 20, or it's more like a top 18 or 16 to 18 out of over 1,000 branches. I got the Star Performer Award 2 years in a row. And then I decided that I loved cars, so I thought I'd get into the car biz. So I went to, that's not true. I went to start a non-conforming division for a large mortgage company and got that going and found out after I was about 4 months in and a couple big fat paychecks were coming, bankruptcy. Basically, the guy had just absconded all the money. It was over. He ran off. I decided I'd try the car business, and not selling cars, but being a business manager, a finance manager for a dealership. So back in the mid-90s, I got in with Appleway Motors when it was still owned by the Pring family, still locally owned, the good old days when businesses were locally owned. And spent a few years there, excelled, did, you know, tripled the back end, tripled the profit of our department, which was a four Subaru, Mazda, VW, Audi, et cetera. went back to work for Bank of America, or went to work for Bank of America as account executive, worked my way up to regional manager, you know, and had a lot of higher performance level things there. God led me into this. God led me to gold and silver and coins and real assets. God has built wealth in my heart. God has built wealth in my hands. God has built wealth in my clientele. He's built wealth in our lives with this. God has taught me what's real, what's true. That's why my show is called True Wealth, okay? Along the line of all the stuff I just told you, I've been Series 6 and 7 licensed when I was a regional manager for Bank of America. I had to be Series 6 and 7 licensed. What is that? Series 6 and 7 licensing means you're fully licensed to sell all forms of stocks, bonds, indexes, margins, everything, mutual funds, all of it. And then I'd also been insurance licensed in 4 states in every line, okay? And it's been a long time, but there's, you know, property casualty, personal injury, et cetera. I've had all that, okay? So and then God put me in the gold coin business. Coins were my thing. God got me into the coin business. I loved coins. I loved them, loved them, loved them. And he got me into the coin business when coins were a value, a banging up value, folks. And then he led me into metals, which really kicked in right around 2000, early 2000s. Then I started to really push the business into precious metals and coins. And then, of course, God led me ahead of time to get a ton of people moving in the right direction, and a lot of people have made a ton of dough, okay? Bottom line, not because I'm smart, it's because God's blessed us, okay? And I'll admit, I believe that he gives me discernment in these areas because I pray. From the day we start our business till now, my wife and I have prayed over it in the morning and at night, and I will admit there's times that it's hard and we miss it and everything, but it's been an important part of our lives, okay? And by the way, as a side note, please pray for us, the business, the people. You know, I don't know what it is with Christians. I've asked in the past for prayer, and I've had people actually ask, just immediately call and say, what's wrong? You know, are you having all these problems? Are you going under? I had some guy, I said, pray for the business. We need it. I've had people say, what, are you bankrupt? I'm like, are you serious? No, we're people. We're humans. When I'm on the air and I do this, I do endure a spiritual attack. Trust me. It's real. Once I got on the air full time as a main anchor, you know, time show, in the midday on American Christian Network, a lot has happened since, okay? I've had all kinds of, you know, immediately, you know, ruptured appendixes and thieves. I've had employees that's, you know, huge stuff like this that God's revealed. I've lately had employees with a lot of struggles, and I don't want to get into their personal lives. They've had family struggles, struggles with kids, struggles with health, some different health issues, you know, and these are good people that I love. These are people, they're family to me. These are people that have been with me, you know, 10 years. And I have another employee who's part-time now who's been with me like 20 years. I mean, these are people I care about. And we've had one of those kind of years. Like the last 12 months has just been sort of challenge after challenge. For those of you who know me, two Decembers ago, my dad died. That's just been tough on me ever since. My dad and I mean, my parents, bottom line, did not raise me. We'll just say they weren't the best, okay? And there's a whole story there. But all that matters is God is a redeeming God, and he brought us back together. He led my parents to Jesus Christ. He made them the greatest people, the best of friends. He healed. He gave for massive, incredible forgiveness and love. And he's just done such a great, wonderful thing in our family. And so I went through that, I've had other challenges. That was, my dad dying was really tough because I didn't realize coins is what brought he and I together. He grew up around them. His parents owned a secondhand store, antique store, whatever. And my dad, just a collector by nature. He's kind of an old treasure hunter kind of mentality guy. And then I got into coins. I'd always been into them. I mean, you know, barely, like people say. I cannot even believe sometimes I'll get a resume from somebody and they'll say, I have been collecting coins and I'm a coin collector. Well, what do you collect? Well, I'm collecting the Sacagawea dollar. And I'm like, folks, that ain't a coin collector. Sorry to break the news to you. That's just going down to the bank, okay? There's old coins and there's new coins. And if they're new, they're not collectible. By the way, if any of you have a hoard still of statehood quarters, I'm hoping you've figured out never will they be of any value, okay? The mintages are in the billions of each, so give it up. The only exception is when you talk about value, when the statehood quarter program was running rampant, a lot of the proof sets got super expensive, like crazy expensive. Like the 1999 silver got up to like $400, and now I don't even know what it's worth, $35 for all I know. But I will say this, they did make silver proof sets on the state quarters, and those are worth their silver. I mean, they've turned another direction and gone the other way. The mintages are ridiculous, okay? Don't hoard pocket change. Don't hoard pocket change. It's not a good investment. Don't hoard old wheat pennies. I mean, they're worth a couple cents a piece. They always will be. The population of them is insane. When you invest in coins that are hard to get, a major part of U.S. history. Collectors always want and desire. We specialize in that. So where I was going with all this is this. I have a very strong financial background. As long as I've been around money, and which is, you know, I don't know if that sounds like idolatry or something, but it's not. Everybody's going to get blessed and taught and given a certain set of, in a certain way by God, and given a certain set of talents, right? And God made me a money guy. That's just what he did. He didn't just make me a gold guy. He didn't just make me the owner of Coins Plus so I could get on the air and tell you to buy gold in the last 38 seconds of every show because I never allow myself time to talk. He taught me about money. It's a combination of intuition plus mathematical knowledge. And it's not just, you know, handling money properly isn't just being an accountant. Okay. And you can be an accountant. I know many accountants that are terrible investors. I know accountants that have told people to do some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard in my life financially. I've seen accountants bankrupt their clients when their clients are being offered an entire scam. And the accountant sounds good to me. Because a guy can crunch numbers and do credits and debits doesn't make him good with money. There's an instinct. There's also the Bible. There's this thing called God, okay? He gives us wisdom and insight and truth and the word, right? He wants us to be good stewards. So where am I going with all this? Okay, in the 30 years that I've been doing this, I have heard, you know, whole life insurance and universal life insurance and variable annuities and fixed annuities. Now the new scam is bankonyourself.com. Folks, please don't do this. It's so hard to explain how foolish this is. Whenever an insurance agent is selling you a financial product, it is not a good thing. You are not loaning money to an insurance company. They don't need your money. They get premiums, okay? They got all the money they ever wanted. They are selling an insurance product that is massively profitable. And what's sick is, here's where it comes from. It started long ago, or maybe not so long ago, 50 years ago, with just term life insurance. Term life insurance makes sense a little bit. Okay. When you're young, under 40, and you have a mortgage and you might have a car payment, you'll have all this. Okay. So you go buy term life insurance. That means that you pay $10 a month or $20 a month and you get $100,000 in coverage, or you pay $30 a month and get $500,000 in coverage. That means if you die, your family gets $500,000 or whatever it is. Okay, that's what it is. That's just the way it works. Simple as that. It makes sense to a degree, doesn't it? Okay, so that's term life. That made a little bit of sense. Then we get into all these other products. The reason they did it is because insurance companies wanted to sell you more. They sell you car insurance and home insurance and life insurance. And you know, when they get done, they go, you know what's a bummer? These people have these huge savings accounts, and we don't really have a product to get at them. So they said, well, let's create the annuity. You know, the annuity where you make up all this fake stuff and you just, wow, folks, they get you hard. BankOnYourself.com is, it's the just the newest scam on the radio. It makes no sense, okay? So here's, like I'm reading, you know, I was doing some obvious research because who wants just my opinion? What good is that? Here's a guy, Conger Wealth, a big time, you know, money management guy. He says, why I don't bank on yourself and you shouldn't either. First of all, I think bank on yourself is a scam, he says, and it's a terrible, terrible deal. And then he goes on and he explains, here's how the concept is supposed to work. He says, so here's what they're telling you, folks. I can only explain to you what they tell people because it doesn't make sense to me. It's like fiat currency. It's like how it's made. So the concept is that you're supposed to sit down with this financial advisor. Okay, all he is an insurance salesman. He doesn't know, you know, his blank from a blank. Okay, I mean, literally, when it comes to money, the insurance salesman type guy, the annuity guy, the whole life insurance guy, to me, it's a slimy, yucky, dirty business. Okay, I'll be honest. My dad owned an insurance agency. All right, profitable one, a relatively successful one. He didn't get into this stuff for moral reasons. There's a lot of people that would not, that in the insurance industry, that will not sell this garbage. Okay, it's crap, and it takes advantages of people's money. Okay, and here's what it would be like. It's like when I got on the air 10 years ago, it was primarily because a company called Goldline had Joe Battaglia in the American Advisor radio show. Okay. And day after day, we had customers coming in just buried in bad investments. The worst part of it was they were bad coin investments. It was gold. It was silver. It was this, it was that, but not that gold and silver's bad. They'd pick like Swiss or French 20 francs, okay? A Swiss or French 20 franc has 0.1867 troy ounces of gold in them. So they'd always say, well, it's got about a fifth of an ounce. Well, right there, if you go from 18% to 20%, that's about a, you know, they get an extra 7 or 8% in confusion right there in profit. And then they'd sell it to people for double and just launch them, okay? That was just one of a countless number of products. They had a room, a boiler room full of telephone solicitors just taking calls and pumping out the dough, right? Selling you garbage, selling you marking up stuff, having a wall. I've seen the place. You know, the walls covered in names and goals and who sold the most and what's the hot product of the day? What are we pushing today? And why are we pushing it? How much profit will you make if you sell this? How much will you make if you sell that? All that stuff. And they were ripping people off. And I used to sit and watch this. And I mean, it's hard for people like, you know, even Tom Reed that owns American Christian Network to understand what it's like for us to sit here and watch people like that, that go after the vulnerability of the Christian audience. And then take advantage of them and double or triple up profits and take people's money like that. And I know that Tom would never knowingly ever allow that. We've talked about it, and he's got, you know, top ethics and, you know, just absolutely wants the absolute best for his listeners, et cetera. And I know that he'd never approve of it. But these kinds of people will sneak in. You know, they'll sneak in and you know, they've got a product to sell. And why not? It's America, right? It's a free market. The problem is, it would be like, you know, I mean, would you want your relative to have that happen to you, to them? No. I literally, folks, have seen people, you wouldn't even believe, I'll put it in perspective. Right now, we're helping a lady that was sold over $400,000, about $450,000 worth of stuff by a total flake. I mean, a guy, you know, it'd be the same as if you were, it was just a guy that her husband had met at a coin show. So it'd be the same as if you just met a guy and he goes, hey, I'll help you invest. And believe me, there's some of these guys out there. I know they all seem to end up in prison one way or the other that will scam you, right? There's con artists all over. Truth is truth. You know it. Your gut knows it, folks. And anyway, so this guy had sold this lady's husband before he left her. She'd inherited a fair amount of money, and they'd bought about $450,000 worth of stuff. I don't even think he met this guy. I think he met him outside of a coin show, like in California. Anyway, by the time we get done, we got everything professionally certified. Everything, you know, so it's all legit. So it's just totally above board. And this is how we operate. When you buy something from us, it is legitimate, okay? It's just the way it is. So they get them professionally certified, et cetera. We get them, and basically that $450,000 is worth $80,000. Now, folks, here's what breaks my heart. Please do not let those kind of experiences reflect on Coins Plus. Coins Plus has been here 20-plus years, and honesty, integrity, and professionalism in every transaction. That's our motto. Why would I put that out there? Because I mean it, I believe it, and I stand behind it, okay? We had a situation a while ago, those of you who are around probably remember Isaac when he was stealing and I had to let him go. He'd been with me like 15 years, which was a heartbreaker. He was, you know, he had like Asperger's. He was an odd duck, but incredibly knowledgeable on coins. And when we had to let him go, and then when the detective was doing all of his investigation, of course, when somebody embezzles, they make themselves a victim. They vilify the employer. There's a whole line of psychology that takes place in that whole process. So during that whole process, he tried that, of course, and there was one detective that he semi-convinced that we were maybe not doing things above board. So they did a secret investigation of us with undercover, literally. They tried to hide cameras. They, had people try to come in and sell us things that were just, you know, that we shouldn't be buying under a bunch of different pretenses, okay, et cetera. And I'm just being upfront about this. Well, we passed with such flying colors that now the police department themselves sells us all their product. When they have auctions or anything like that, instead of putting the coins in the auctions, they just bring them to Coins Plus. The gold jewelry, all this stuff, when they end up with it, they just bring it and sell it to us. We've had countless police officers now that sell to Coins Plus. We had one here just a couple weeks ago, selling his family's estate, talking about the guy up the road. If you recall, I was talking about the Google reviews and how much I appreciate you going out and taking the time to go onto Google and give us a 5-star review, and that we are willing to give you a Morgan silver dollar or an ounce of silver for doing so. Okay. And we will do that. And if you do 3 of them, like Google, Yahoo, and Yelp, or Google, Yahoo, and whatever, we'll give you 2 silver dollars or 2 ounces of silver. That's truth. Now, here's what's crazy. I've got a total of maybe 70 reviews on Google. Part of the reason I wanted to do this is because the guy that finally got busted by the police up the road for buying hot stuff and buying from miners and, you know, literally helping these guys fence stolen products. In other words, buying stolen goods, knowingly stolen goods, not reporting them to the police. Now, the way the system is, first of all, if someone sells you an item, there's a huge lockout list. If people have been convicted of a property crime in the last 10 years, they are not allowed to sell property to like, you know, secondhand store or whatever. Their name goes on a list. So the first thing we always check is make sure people aren't on the lockout list. The second thing is once we buy a product, we take a good, really good pictures of it. We get identification. And I will stop that. This, what I'm telling you doesn't apply to coins and in the investment side. So you don't have to worry if you come to sell your gold or silver, there's no identification. None of that's required. That's totally different. This is for what they call secondhand items, which is like used, you know, women's wedding rings and used jewelry and just things that, you know, are personal that are usually involved in theft. Right. So, anyway, so the guys, the police officers was down here selling stuff, and he's explaining to us about how the guy up the road was buying all this stuff unscrupulously and all this. And then he and the police officer told us at the time, actually, it was funny because after the police department's little investigation went on for 2 years, you know, it was, the detective came in and he didn't think we knew and we'd heard rumors, but he was just, the reports were glowing. And the police officer that came in recently and sold us stuff was telling us about the guy up the road and how slimy and sleazy he was and complimented us for being the absolute cleanest place in town. He said, you know, they're never here. I mean, they're never here. We do not buy stolen products. We don't deal in it. We don't care. It's not our business, okay? We just don't do it. And we do everything by the book. We serve God. I don't risk my business over all this stuff. I don't do it. I, you know, I operate a certain way, and that's that. And he just complimented us on how the police never have to come here. I mean, they just don't, because we operate a certain way, and that's that. And God is good. God is just. And God is true. And God will vindicate. Because when I talked on the show, you guys remember one day I was pretty bummed out about this guy using friends to put, you know, negatives about us and stuff on Google and put fake ones about himself to make himself look better. And then eventually God does not like that. And especially when you're buying stolen goods and items. So we, and God put him out of business. And praise the Lord, you don't need someone on the street helping, you know, thieves sell stolen items and hide it from the law. And we want to just operate above board. Everyone who works for me knows. I tell them, you do the right thing no matter the cost, period. And that's just who we are and what we do and how we operate. We just do the right thing. And we just try to serve God in all we do, and enough's enough. So the point of that is that it's important to me to operate with integrity, okay? So I had to say that because so many bad things can happen in this business and other investment businesses. But when we get back to this bankonyourself.com stuff, it's nothing more than a new spin on whole life insurance. So basically what happens is they act like they're building you a financial plan or whatever, you know, but the financial plan always involves the purchase of a life insurance policy, you know, and it's always an insurance agent that's selling it to you. So you open up this policy. So you give them your money. You say you have $200,000, you know, and it's 401k or IRA or whatever it is. These people give them $200,000, okay, and say, here, help me with a financial plan. Oh, here's your financial plan. Okay, so, you know, we're going to put it in this investment, and basically, hopefully, you make money. Now, and by the way, we're going to sell you tons of insurance. So every month, this is what's crazy. So now you give them $200,000 and they sell you $1 million worth of this insurance and the, you know, $500,000 worth of that. And you have all these insurance premiums coming out of that money every month. Okay. And then they say, well, then if you want to, you know, and then you're, it's folks, supposedly they say, well, you got to leave it for 1 to 3 years. They've got huge surrender charges. If you anything to do with annuities or whole life or any of that, the surrender charges are massive, like 25%, 20%. That means if you give them 100 grand and turn around and want it back, you're going to get 75 grand or less. I mean, minus fees, and it's just a total ripoff. Then they say, bank on yourself. Get this. So you give them all your money, and then they say, and then if you want to borrow money, they say, against your money, to go buy something, you're banking on yourself. Oh, but we left one part out. The interest you pay doesn't go back to you. It goes to the company. So it's the same old deal. You give someone your money. By the way, like I said to this gal who called Friday, if she'd have just dumped her money in a mutual fund or something, I'd have said, you know, I'd have said, well, you shouldn't have done that, but it'd be easy enough to pull out. And, you know, but these things are complicated. You know, that you've got insurance salesmen with commissions, and there are certain people out there that just are destined not to manage their money well. I've had some in the past, gals that'll just call, and they are calling everybody in the phone book. Everything they've heard of, do they want the attention of knowing they have the money? Well, finally, what happened is a guy in this gal's case, who was a very strong salesman, just said, I'm coming to your house. And he just basically came to her house, and he basically forced her to sign everything, according to her. And I believe it. And then, you know, and she's asking him questions, because she listens to the show. She's like, well, I heard annuities are bad. This isn't an annuity. You know, well, no, this is a new product. It doesn't even have a name. It's called bankonyourself.com. That way they've escaped all the names. It's not, what is it? I don't know. It's not stocks. It's not a bond. It's life insurance. And is annuity. It's an annuity where they take a ton of money out all the time to pay your insurance fees that they sold you. And then supposedly you can borrow against your own money and all this stuff. So the bank on yourself, you know, they make this claim. It's just unrealistic. It's kind of like zero payments and zero interest for the next 5 years. Why do we always think we're going to have more money later? Folks, I don't know why that is, but we always think it makes sense. Why do you think you're going to have all this money? They give you this idea, well, you're going to shove the money in here. It's going to grow so much. You're going to have all this money, and then you're going to be able to borrow against it. Well, if it made a lot of sense, if you went to a broker, a normal guy, and he said, here, I mean, let's go to a fantasy world that doesn't exist. You give him a bunch of money. You give him a couple hundred grand, and you give him a couple hundred thousand dollars, and by golly, that stuff every year is up 10%, 10%, 10%. Now that might sound ridiculous, but do you realize that precious metals have increased at almost 20% average over 47 years? And even though we had a bull market run that ran for quite a while, it goes in cycles. And then we had a correction, and now we're back to a bull market run. But do you know that just in the last couple of years, since we had a big climb in the metals, and then we had a correction, okay? And then since the correction, we're up about 25% in 2 years. That's not bad. That's a nice return. I think 7-8% a year is necessary to keep up with inflation. None of these annuities, none of these plans produce any profit. You never see any growth. What happens is it just slowly erodes your money. If you try to get it out, you're done. You can't touch it. Right? So you put your money into these financial products. You know, they make all these claims, and there's so much foolishness that goes into them. The other problem is if somebody's licensed to sell insurance, it's not like the SEC, okay? If you go to a stock broker, okay, everything he does is recorded. I mean, he can't, if he goes to lunch, he has to be careful what he says to you. Because if he makes claims that he can't back up, it's illegal. They'll yank his license. With insurance, it's just the opposite. They can say whatever they want. All that matters is what's on the dotted line. Do you know what happens every single time I talk to a lady who's bought into one of these annuities, every single time, bar none, I say, well, let me see the paperwork. And they look and look and they go, I don't have it. Well, why don't you have it? I don't know. He didn't leave me any copies of it. It's because he lied. It's because that's what they do. They lie. Okay. And then the other reason is you have a 10-day look it over period. Well, why would they put a 10-day look it over period on a product if it wasn't dangerous? If you refinance your mortgage, you get 3 days to think about it. If you go buy a stock or bond, you get 0 seconds to think about it. You know, if you buy gold or silver, it's done. Money's money, right? If you even buy a home, there's no rescission period. But if you buy any of these insurance products, there's between 10 and 30 days, a look it over period. There's a 10-day mandatory federal look it over period. A lot of states go up to 30 days because these products are so bad and they destroy people's finances so foolishly. So please, folks, I don't care if it's life insurance. I have heard it all. I've heard people, what about buying this and that? And it's all foolishness. Do you understand it? Folks, it's this simple, okay? God in the Bible said, here's what true wealth is, okay? It's simple. Brick by brick by brick by brick is how you build wealth. There is no other way, okay? You need growth, unfortunately, because we have a Keynesian economic system that is flawed, broken, pile of junk, okay? It's a terrible system, and it's hyperinflating, and yes, it's going to implode on itself, but God gave us an option. If you buy precious metals-based assets, none of that matters, okay? I've had people say, yeah, but my money was just sitting there doing nothing, and so I had to do something with it. That's what these people tell you. Well, your money's just sitting there doing nothing in gold and silver. Well, that's just, and so you better get your money moving. Okay, they're right. Your money is sitting there doing nothing. It's growing. It's preserving itself. It's wealth. It's solid as a rock. It doesn't mean you need to start churning the pot so all these commissions are spitting out all over the place. What that insurance salesman means is you've got that money just sitting over there. No one's making any money on it. Why don't you give it to me and let me put it in this great big convoluted, confusing mess so I can start making some hellacious profits. You know, you're supposed to build up folks, when you get into this whole life insurance, it's so silly. You give them all this money and I like the, you know, universal life or whatever, where you pay these ridiculous premiums. You know, you're buying health insurance, life insurance through, and you're paying these stupid premiums. But over time you're building equity, but the equity you're building is retarded, excuse the term. But you might be paying $300, $400, $500 a month, and they're saying, look, you're building equity over here. Well, folks, if you have to have life insurance, go shop term life. Okay? Term life is simple. That means you go online, and this is the only life insurance you ever touch. And that just means if you want $1 million in life insurance coverage, you just go shop for it yourself. And you find the lowest premium, and you make sure the insurance company is solid. One of the problems is so many of these big insurance companies have gone bankrupt because you're right back to the middle of the paper money Keynesian economic system. Everybody from Executive Life to Conseco, the biggest, most powerful, highest rated insurance companies in the history of the world have all gone bankrupt. And guess what happens? Everybody's policies are gone. It's over, done with, etc. I wouldn't touch the stuff. Now, but if you have to have term life insurance, just go find a good rate. And term means, you know, 20 years. It means like you have $1 million coverage for 20 years. Or you have $1 million coverage for 30 years or 10 years or whatever you want. And you pay the $28 a month or whatever it is. Now, you have to understand it is the lottery because the amortization, the mortality tables are designed just like the lottery. The odds of the bank, the odds of the insurance company losing on life insurance is like the lottery. I mean, they've just got it all figured out. Sure, some people are going to get cancer and die, but they just don't lose money, okay? They just don't. That's the business they're in. That's what the actuary's job is. They do all the statistical calculations and probability, and then, you know, they pack in, you know, so much profit that the company's covered and buffered 3, 4, 5 times over. So if you have to have life insurance, that's it. And shop your insurance, folks. If you got car insurance, homeowners insurance, whatever. Personally, over the years, as an actuary with a lot of experience in insurance, a company, and I'm telling you, I have no tie to it, State Farm. There's a guy that leases in our building here, Eli Koski. I'm just a really good guy. And State Farm is one of the biggest, oldest, most solid, clean insurance companies around. I mean, they're just good. And I mean, they're solid as a rock. And when I got out of college, I interviewed with them. I could have went to work for them, probably should have, but didn't for a number of reasons. But really good company if you're shopping. But Farmers, Liberty Mutual is terrible. Safeco's become horrible. How can I say that? Claims. I've had a claim on my mother-in-law's house that burnt down that I had to handle, took care of the whole thing. Took 2 years to get about 2/3 of the money. My wife and I had to take out a chunk of money, $60,000, to put on her house to help her finish it because Safeco took such advantage of her. And I've had I've hit and run accident a year ago. I got hit by a Liberty Mutual person, and the insurance company ran me through the ringer like you can't believe. Their claims, they're just tough, okay? Just what I've heard. I've heard it from a lot. I have relatives that are in the insurance industry, whatever, but I'm not here to endorse one way or the other. So anyway, sorry I got onto that. So here's how you do your own bank on yourself. You put your money in a savings vehicle, okay? We put it in precious metals-based assets. Gold, silver, no livestock. That's a joke because I always say gold, silver, livestock, real estate, human life, and precious stones. Don't get into livestock. If you're not into it, don't get into it, okay? I'm from Montana, and I'll tell you what. Being a cattle rancher ain't easy. That's probably the hardest thing. You know, they calve in the middle of the hardest, nastiest time of the year, and you're chaining. It's just a brutal, brutal life. It's tough. So that's a joke. But just get into God's wealth, true wealth. You build it up. You think about it. Over the last 25, 30 years, whatever, if you put aside X amount of money every month or put your money into metals, whatever, the money would have gone up 4 to 5 times minimum. There's coins that literally have gone. I just had a gal bring back a roll of a special date of Indian pennies that she had paid me $200 for in about 1998. She paid me $200 for the roll. I just bought it back from her for $2,200. Okay. That was an 11-fold increase on her part. But that was about 20 years of a growth. That's stuff. Does that sound weird? A roll of Indian pennies? You're like, give me a break. I'm not doing that. Well, if we build you a big portfolio, it's not like we're like, here, Indian pennies are good. Folks, don't even think that. People will misunderstand me and drive me up a wall. Indian pennies are pennies. They made gazillions of them, but there are certain dates that are better and all that we know. With problem-free original, you know, there's silver dollars from the turn of the century. We've got silver dollars in stock from the late 1700s from Philadelphia that literally were made in Philadelphia when George Washington and Ben Franklin and all of our founding fathers were around. These are the dollars they spent. We've got them in stock. I've probably got 25 of them. They're very rare. And that sounds, I say 25, you're like, they can't be that rare. Well, I've never had that many. And trust me, I love them. I save them for, because I'm obsessed, but they're not cheap. They range and they're all in the thousands of dollars a coin each, but they're great investments. I remember when they were $300-$400 a piece, you know? So that's what we put at the top of our investment portfolios. We go biblical all the way. We do precious metals base, gold, silver, and then semi-numismatic. We look for awesome value. We look for coins that are rare, but you can buy for their gold or silver content. So you automatically make money going up either way. So you put your money in a savings account. Just remember, diligence and consistency is all it takes. Just if you want to save, just save. Come in every month, just or however you want to do it. Let us put away enough money to, you know, build a nest egg. You don't need all this other goofy life insurance and all this other scandalous stuff with surcharges and surrender charges. I mean, come on, just save your money. That's what God wants you to do. He doesn't. I can tell you, knowing what I know, Jesus was on this earth. He handled money. He pounded nails. He was a carpenter. He had to do something with his money. I promise you, 100%, Jesus would never, ever, ever, ever touch any of these products we're talking about, annuities and whole life and none of this stuff, okay? Then you save that money up or bring in what you have and put it into this, into what God says to put it into, which, you know, for the last, I mean, folks, I don't know where do you want me to cut it off, but 15 years, over the last 15 years, it's the return has been probably over 20%. For the last 3 years, the return's probably been over 10%. For the last 47 years, the return's over 20%. Okay? That's just what you do. You build, you build, you build. It's simple. And then you leave it alone. You quit worrying about it. You don't mess with it. If it ain't broke, you don't fix it till it is, right? You know, you basically, you can create your own loan if you have money saved, okay? You can pay yourself back with interest. Say you had $100,000 and you wanted to buy a car. You, instead of going and borrowing the money from the bank at 30, going and borrowing $30,000 from the bank, borrow from yourself. I can help you run a payment. You can pay yourself back with interest if you want, just like you'd pay the bank back. Only all the interest goes to you. You don't fall for this bank on yourself nonsense. The other problem with the bank on yourself nonsense is it's constantly consuming these premiums to give you all this coverage, right? And then they want you to borrow against it because now all your equity's used up. If you run out, if you borrow against yourself, you're paying them interest, you're paying them insurance premiums, and then all of a sudden you run out of money. This is happening already to people we've heard about. And then all the insurance coverage goes away. The IRS counts whatever you got away with. So if you had a $500,000 insurance policy that expired, they count that against you as a taxable income. So keep that in mind. All right. Think about it. It makes a lot of more sense. I mean, I think it sure does. You want to be diligent and consistent and put away the amount of money you want. You need substantial purchases. You know, you can borrow your own money, you know, et cetera. See, you give yourself your own loan payment and you increase your net worth. It's that simple. Folks, precious metals have been around forever. Maybe I'm not explaining it, but I'm telling you, folks, please stop being confused. Please stop thinking, oh, gold's dead. Folks, just because, listen, everything about the Bible is against the world. Our whole economic system is broken. Keynesian economics, it's broken. Fiat currency, the Federal Reserve, all the debt we use, everything is unbiblical. Everything. So just because, and then you have stockbrokers and insurance salesmen and all these people that have to sell you stuff. They have to keep your money moving and moving and moving and moving. And that's how they make their money. And sure, they're going to tell you, oh, gold's dead. Gold doesn't do anything. Gold doesn't produce anything. You want to put your money in a business that's going to produce a dividends. Well, guess what? None of them are. None of them are producing dividends now. And even if they were, who cares? So the stock, the stock can go crashing down and you get a few dividends on the way down. We're at the peak of the market. Plus, what's this logic? You want to put your money in a business? Well, what do you know about business? One thing I'll tell you about shareholders is they have no protection at all. You're the last one to get paid. It just isn't smart. It is betting. It's giving your money to somebody, assuming they're going to take good care of it. And you are betting on positive economic conditions every time you go into paper investments. The problem is with annuities and whole life and variable annuities and all the different names they give them, nobody ever wins on those. Ever, ever, ever. If you let your money just sit there, what ends up happening is people that have excess money, they put it in these things. They let it sit there. The insurance company sends them a statement every month that makes it look like they're doing okay. It doesn't show you. Yeah, it says, here, you have 100 grand. It doesn't say, oh, by the way, if you really wanted it, we're only going to let you have 64,000. It doesn't show you that they slice and dice and take your knees out on the way out. Then what happens is people die, and then someone inherits it, and they go sell it, and they take the surrender charge, and they don't know the difference because it's all they get, and that's the way they look at it. It is what it is. Folks, don't do that to yourself. You don't do that to God with what he's entrusted you with. You get out. If you have those kinds of investments, get out. I'm telling you, there's only one that's through the Bible. I was thinking this morning, do we think we're so smart now that we've outsmarted God in the Bible? That he gives us one pure form of wealth that says this is the one that's going to last. This is the one that's made it through 4,000 years of history. With absolutely no exceptions whatsoever, and we're going to outsmart him. I mean, and I didn't even get to all the news stuff today, folks. I am telling you, 401ks and IRAs, we've mentioned these. Get your money secured now. We are heading, you don't wait until all hell breaks loose. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. This arrest of Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, and saying there's no attorney-client privilege, they're going to dig through the last 30 years of every secret from Donald Trump's life that he's had with a private attorney. This has gone out of control. This Mueller special counsel garbage, this Jeff Sessions attorney general's a coward. He should never have recused himself. Folks, this is a train wreck. James Comey's interview. I mean, folks, we got problems, and I would protect yourself. This country's in big trouble right now. Bombing Syria, I'm telling you. Trust me, we're at a bad time. So, again, I'm out of time. Thanks for tuning in. Please, just clear your brain, get your money, do the right thing, obey God, take care, God bless. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.